Don't expect to see Frederick Wiseman's first fiction film, The Last Letter, at every local suburban cineplex. The veteran documentary filmmaker has made a highly unusual film that is unusually powerful. It's showing at the Film Forum in New York City, but it defies every conceivable rule for commercial success. It is in French, with English subtitles. It's in black and white. It runs 62 minutes. And it features just one actress, the 70-year-old star of the Comédie Française, Catherine Samy. She recites a mother's last letter to her son, describing her confinement by the Nazis in the Ukraine in 1941. Catherine Samy is stunningly expressive, her face, her hands, above all, her voice.
Sais-tu, Vitya, ce que j'ai ressenti derrière les barbelés?
Do you know how I felt behind that fence?
Je pensais que je serais horrifié.
I had expected to be horrified.
Mais en fait, une fois dans cet enclos pour bétail...
But once inside the cattle pen, I felt a sense of relief.
Non, n'imagine pas que c'est parce que j'ai une âme d'esclave.
Don't think I have the soul of a slave.
Mais j'étais entouré par des hommes.
Now I was surrounded by others who shared my fate.
Je n'étais pas obligé dans le ghetto de marcher comme un cheval.
No more being paraded in the street like a horse. No more looks of hate. No one turns their head away just to avoid me.
Ne détournez pas les yeux et ne m'évitez pas. Tous dans cet enclos portent le sceau dont nous ont marqué les fascistes.
Here we are all branded by fascists. The burn is less painful on my chest. I don't feel like livestock here.
Mais une femme malheureuse.
I'm simply an unfortunate woman.
Je me suis sentie mieux.
I feel better.
The story is from the late Soviet writer Vasily Grossman. Frederick Wiseman adapted a chapter of Grossman's novel, Life and Fate, a chapter he says is inspired by the story of Grossman's own mother.
His mother lived in a city called Berdichev in Ukraine, and when the Germans arrived, the Jewish population was rounded up and killed. So that the basic situation is autobiographical.
Character was a doctor.
Right. His mother was a French teacher.
And this is a doctor who also gives French lessons, once lived in Paris and knows to speak French.
She studied medicine in Paris, and she gives French lessons as a way of surviving in the ghetto once the Germans arrive. She gives French lessons to some children in the apartment where she's living with another family.
This is a movie with one actor, with the woman Catherine Samy. And she's amazing. She has a stunning voice. She seems to be able to contort her face and her hands and her expressions in a whole variety of ways. Tell me about her.
Catherine is the senior actress at the Comédie Française. She's what's called le doyen. She's been at the Comédie Française, which is the leading French repertory company, which has been in existence for over 300 years. It was founded by Molière. And she's been there since 1956, and she's played many of the great roles in French drama. And I originally did this with Catherine as a play 2 years ago in Paris at the Comédie, and then as a consequence of doing the play, I was able to adapt it into a film. And Catherine is a great actress. I mean, she can do anything. I was very fortunate to be able to work with her.
Yeah, as I was beginning to watch this, I asked you, is there only one actress? And you said, well, yes, but also shadows.
Right.
So it's not just Catherine Samy, it's Catherine Samy and shadows. Samy.
At any moment, there are anywhere from 1 to 40 shadows on the screen, and they're all shadows of Catherine, because I use the shadows to suggest the people she's talking about, the neighbors, the German officers, the other people in the ghetto, the people in whose apartment she's sharing, et cetera. Because as Catherine writes the letter, I mean, although there's no writing in the movie, but as she speaks the letter, her voice takes on the characteristics of the people that she's talking about. So when she talks about the German officer and the orders that he gives, she says it in the voice of a German officer. When she is describing the Ukrainian neighbors and their reactions to the arrival of the Germans, she becomes the Ukrainian neighbors. And so that the shadows in the movie are linked to what is being described in the words.
I want to ask you about the choices that you made as a filmmaker, a documentary filmmaker for all these years, and now for the first time making a fiction film, as to how you'd go about doing it. You made some choices here. First choice, I guess, is you decided I'm not going to cast parts and dramatize, adapt this chapter into a script and shoot it in some town that will pass for Ukrainian village. Why not?
This is a story that took place 60 years ago. And in a sense, the woman that Catherine plays is somebody that comes from the past, emerges from the past, and then disappears at the end of the film again. And I wanted to be able to suggest the idea of a phantom, the idea of people that had died. I first did it as a play, which I did 15 years ago. I did it very naturalistically, and I didn't like that. And it seemed to me it was more mysterious and suggested more the actual events to do it with shadows, with all the implications and symbolic aspects of the use of shadows.
You did it in black and white.
Right. Well, again, for a variety of reasons. I was an adolescent during the Second World War, and so I saw the Second World War newsreels, black and white newsreels, at my local movie theater on Saturday afternoon. And I also like black and white, and many of my documentaries are in black and white because I think it's more elegant, more stylized. Particularly for this story, the gradations between the black and the white I thought were appropriate. And I just, the color for this just didn't seem right to me.
It's 62 minutes in length. It's not a length we're going to see at the Cineplex. We're not going to go and watch this from stadium
seating. Well, I hope you get to see it at the Cineplex, but it remains to be seen, so to speak.
This is the ultimate independent film that you've made.
Well, it's 62 minutes because that's the way it came out, and I didn't feel that I wanted to add to it simply to meet the needs of a Cineplex. I mean, I don't think anybody that goes to see it is going to feel cheated that it's only 62 minutes long.
For more than 15 years, you've been involved with this story. Does it stop at some point? That is, did you say, well, it's time to get on to my other projects and this case is closed, let's move on to something
else? Well, but I haven't been doing this exclusively for 15 years. On the other hand, you're quite right to ask me the question because it's not closed because in the fall of 2003, I'm going to be doing an English language version of the play in New York. But I think that will close it.
That will be the last chapter of your reading of
the last letter, right.
Grossman. Well, Frederick Wiseman, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
Frederick Wiseman. His new film is called The Last Letter.